Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 23 of Hebrews chapter 10. Let's hold firmly to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let's consider how to encourage one another in love and good deeds, not abandoning our own meeting together, as is the habit of some people, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
Many of us spend a great deal of energy in the present moment, dwelling on the past and the future. We know that the past is beyond our control, but we worry about it. We tend to believe the future belongs to us, yet we fret about what it holds and whether it will bring joy or pain. The gospel urges us to entrust both the past and the future to God. That mindset frees those of us who are believers to live for the Lord in the only moment we can, the present. Yes, there is an aspect of God's kingdom that is not yet. Its fullness hasn't yet arrived. But at the same time, we live in His kingdom here and now. In Hebrews 3, verse 13, the call to encourage one another every day isn't just a suggestion. It's a vital practice for spiritual growth. We need the regular support of Christian brothers and sisters to help us successfully navigate each day's challenges and opportunities. Encouraging each other can be a beacon of light and hope to those around us. That's the author's focus in Hebrews 3, verse 13. If we want to guard against our hearts being hardened by the deceitfulness of sin, we should give and receive encouragement. It's good to speak words of affirmation, hope, and accountability regularly. But even when offered just once, they can have a long-lasting effect far beyond the present moment.